Welcome to the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today we're going to talk about getting over my timing. Stay tuned for today's broadcast. James 1, verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be entire and perfect, wanting nothing. Getting over my timing. Welcome once again to the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today we're going to deal with the matter of getting over my timing. You know, what do I do when things don't happen when I think they ought to happen? Well, I'm going to ask you to take a few notes here of some practical ways to navigate those kinds of situations. First of all, practice patience. You know, it's important to understand that there are just some things that are beyond your control. There are times when things move so quickly, it's difficult to keep up with it. There are times when things move so slowly, you feel like you're twiddling your thumbs. Well, the important thing is to practice patience. Handle your responsibility, cast your cares. Now, another key is to focus on what you actually can control. Instead of dwelling on what hasn't happened, when will it happen, it's important to shift your focus to what you can actually control. You may want to consider setting smaller, achievable goals or find another way to get the desired income that you had in the first place. So the second key, focus on what you can control. Here's the third key. Stay positive. You know, maintaining a positive mindset is perhaps one of the most important aspects of navigating the nuances of life and accomplishing your goals. You know, you have to stop and remind yourself of the times that you succeeded before when there were difficulties. You have to stop and remind yourself of your past achievements, and whatever you do, stay in a posture of believing that eventually things are going to work out in your favor. Here's the next key. Learn from past experiences. You know, whenever you're experiencing a setback or a delay, use the setback as an opportunity for growth and for learning. Reflect on maybe what went wrong. Think about how you could do things differently. Think about how you can improve in the future. But learn from the experiences that you go through. You know, I often say, there are no losses. There are only lessons. Next, seek help. You know, when you're dealing with obstacles, don't hesitate to reach out to your friends, family, mentorships, guidance. It's very therapeutic to talk about your feelings, your frustrations, and maybe even to discuss with someone potential strategies that can help you move beyond the impasse that you may have run upon. Another important key is to practice self-care. You know, in all of your getting, make sure that you don't lose yourself and neglect yourself in trying to accomplish your goals. Take care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, and then be intentional about engaging activities that bring you a sense of joy, relaxation. You know, whether it's exercising, meditating, spending time with the people you love and care about, whatever. Practice self-care. It's also important to remain flexible. Remember to be open and don't hesitate to adjust your plans and your timelines if you need to. You know, sometimes the very best opportunities can come when you least expect them. And as I've often said, rigidity can be our enemy. So remain flexible. And whatever you do, keep visualizing success. See yourself as having already accomplished your goals, having already overcome the obstacles, and having already moved into that image that you've seen in your mind of accomplishing that reality. This will help you to remain focused, and it'll help you to continue to move forward incrementally. Don't forget to celebrate your progress. You know, every little step forward deserves recognition. So take the time to celebrate your achievements along the way. You know, even if they don't seem very significant at the time, there's something about celebrating your small achievements that help to motivate you to move beyond the obstacles that are ahead and to continue to press toward your goals and your objectives. And with that being said, keep moving forward. Whatever you do, keep moving forward. Remember that wherever there are setbacks, obstacles, impasses, these are all a part of life. Don't allow them to become a source of discouragement to you from actually pursuing your dreams and your goals. Keep pushing forward and remain determined and practice resilience. Now listen, every one of us are on a journey somewhere. Every one of us are trying to accomplish something. It's also important that you don't allow yourself to believe you're the only one going through the things that you're going through. Absolutely none of us has everything work out the way we thought every single time. So it's important to get over your timing. Now remember, I'm sure you know someone right now who needs to hear this encouraging word. Do me a favor, send them this link, share it with them for their encouragement. Remember, if you want Dr. Mark Jones to be a part of your next event, give us a call at 813-241-6919, extension 15. You can always find my messages on YouTube at Manifestation Worldwide. And you can find me on Facebook as simply Mark Jones. Till we get together next time, may you live long and lead well.